कुंडलवती तेजो महिमनिष्ठी स्निग्धा भंग विलोकिनी भगवती मंदद्विदश्रीमुखी वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणी सुमधुरं संकीर्तनालापिनी श्यामांगी मनसिक्तसूक्तिम् അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീ സമ്മോദത്തോട് സാന്ത്വനങ്ങൾ അരുളും തേജസ്വിനി സദ്ഗുരു ബ്രഹ്മാനന്ദരസം വഴിഞ്ഞ പൊരുളി നീ തന്നെയാണ് ആശ്രയം ബ്രഹ്മാനന്ദരസം വഴിഞ്ഞ പൊരുളി നീ തന്നെയാണ് ആശ്രയം ബ്രഹ്മാനന്ദരസം വഴിഞ്ഞ പൊരുളി നീ തന്നെയാണ് ആശ്രയം. Yesterday we learned till the third doha, chaupai. Chinmaya, Atheyomayananda terms it as chaupai, not doha. Doha is a little bit bigger, chaupai. Probably chaupai is which is very small. So four, you can call it shloka as well. Four we learned. Sorry, three we learned, till three. So we'll see the next five. So next is Kanchana Bharana Biraja Suvesa Kanana Kundala Kunjita Kesa Hata Bajra Audvaja Viraje Kante Munja Janeu Sajai. These are the next two shlokas. So these speak about like Hanuman's form. The form of Hanuman. That is what is being spoken in these two shlokas. So Kanchana. So Kanchana Bharana. So Kanchana Bharana Viraj Suvesa. So Kanana Kundala Kunjita Kesa. Subesa. Subesa or Suvesha we can say. Vesha means dress. So Suvesha means good clothes. Very good clothes. So very good clothes Hanuman is wearing. Kanchana Bharana. So Kanchana Bharana Viraja Suvesha. So Viraja means like having, we can say in a way. So Hanuman is having beautiful dress. And this beautiful dress covers Bharana. Covers Kanchana Bharana. So Kanchana Bharana means Hanuman's golden. Kanchana means golden. Kanchanam Bharana means complexion. So Hanuman's color is, Hanuman is golden in color, his complexion. Since skin color is golden, so that skin color shines very well. Viraja we can say having, or Viraja also can be interpreted. I think the apt meaning would be Viraja means that which shines more, we can say. In clothes which are very beautiful. Suvesha. Suvesha means very beautiful clothes, attractive clothes, as Vyomayananda says. And Kesa. Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa. Kesa. So Kesa means hair. Kunchitam means curly hair. So curly hair. Kunchita Kesa. Kanana Kundala. So Hanuman has curly hair, and then Kanana Kundala. Kananam means ears. Kundalam means earring. So in ears he has Kundalam. And Hatha Vajra. Hatha Vajram. The Vajram of Hanuman. It's a, that's the characteristic of Hanuman as well as Bhima. So Hatha Vajra Au. Au means like we can say it is there. And Dvaja Virajai. So Dvaja. Dvaja means like Dvaja is means flag. Kodi. So flag. Viraje. Viraje means it is again shining. Or it's in a way telling like it is very attractively there. It strikes. That's what we can say for Virajam. So Hatha Vajra Au we can say as in Hindi Aur. Aur. Aur means and. And our means Hindi. So Hatha Vajra Au Dvaja. So that means in one hand mace, in another hand the flag. And kande, sorry, I think I said it as kante. So kande. So kande means kandam. Kandam means shoulder. So kande. Kande munja janeu sajai. So munja. Munja means like munja grass. So munja grass is like it's a particular grass that is used for the like poonul, the tying knot is done using that grass somewhere.
Oh, so they make the rope out of the grass.
Not rope like that.
Just dappa.
Yeah,
they
dappa.
Use yajñas in the
yeah, that is for yajñas they use. Yeah, generally not used exactly for this, but at times like when they make that particular knot and all, they use it. I think here it says just that that dappa pull is
dappa,
there
okay.
In his yeah, it's the same thing. So that in kante, in his kante, kande, munja janeu saje. So janeu, like we can say, is there. Saje means decorates. So Hanuman's kande, or like Hanuman's shoulder, has this munja grass. Munja grass means with what it should be having? The sacred tree. So kande munja janeu. So what do these namas mean? What do these shlokas mean? Our explanation about Hanuman, everything is Lalita Sahasranama. Sarvam Sahasranama Mayam. So these shlokas, what do these, it's very tough to shift. So what does these shlokas mean? At least I'm not telling Hayagriva worships Hanuman. I'm not feeling at least that much. Maybe Tulasidas will complain. Hayagriva may not complain, but Tulasidas may. So, what do these mean? So, Kanchanam, Hanuman's complexion is like golden, and Kanana Kundala Maldu are there. That means, again, we have learnt about the importance of gold when we learn Lalita Sahasranama. Gold, it means that gold ornaments or everything will be decorating Hanuman. Everything is decorating Hanuman. That means everything is ready to serve Hanuman. If everything is ready to serve Hanuman, then that means everything is ready for a person who worships Hanuman. So a person who worships Hanuman, a person who chants Hanuman Chalisa will not have any lack of worldly pressure. So Hiranya Garbha, so there is another aspect of gold that Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Abhihitam Mukham, that the reality is veiled by a golden orb. It's called golden orb because it is attractive. It can delude a person. So Ajnanam or Jadam deludes a person, therefore it is related to gold as well. So that's a different perspective, the analogy we have to take clearly, else we shouldn't get confused. So there it is that it deludes a person, here it is it decorates the person. So there it veils Brahman, here it decorates Hanuman, that means it will help a person. And Hatha Vajra Audvaja Viraje, that all means that Hanuman has the vajram. Vajram is always ready. So what does he do with vajram? Kumati nivara sumati ke sangi. That is what he does. And dvaja, what does dvaja mean? Dvaja means that he stands for Rama. He stands for Brahman. So we can also say that he stands for Brahman. Anybody who comes against Brahman, against the flag, immediately the other hand is ready to points the person. Oh, if somebody points a finger and says that flag is not attractive, Hanuman will just like shift his hand, it will just come and hit us and then come back. Or in movies, as it says, he will just whirl it and throw it and it will come back. Of course, he can jump, so he may like not whirl it, like he 1 minute he'll be there, the next minute he'll be near you hitting and then go back again. It'll all look like Maya. So that's what is meant here. And the sacred thread means that also means that Hanuman has undergone Upanayanam. Upanayanam means he is called a Dvija. Upanayanam. Nayanam means eye. Upanayanam means secondary eye or inner eye. So Upanayanam is or Dvija. They are called Dvijas, twin bonds. So we are born in the world, but we haven't had our spiritual birth. So when we wear the sacred thread, let's say, we are telling we have started our spiritual life. We have started learning of the scripture. We have started in the spiritual path towards the real quest of life, which is moksha. Though it rarely happens.
Upa meaning?
Upa means secondary, we can say upa.
Before, after, something like that,
no? No, not exactly. Need not be all these, like, few, these are things which are anusargas or something like that. There is a name for it, like, which are added before verbs and all, but some cases they will have the same meaning, some cases they may not have the same meaning. So we cannot just go by it. Yeah, so Upanayanam means secondary eye or the inner eye that gets created. So Dvija, spiritual life starts. No, that doesn't happen. Like if you ask a 40-year-old person, Brahmin, he'll say he had Upanayanam at the age of 13 or 12 or 11. He knows Gayatri, he knows like Sandhya Vandanam, he knows all those, but he doesn't even know what is spirituality. He doesn't know what is spiritual life. That is, he is completely unaware of. We cannot blame him, because the people who initiate them, the Vadyars who come and do all those, he asks them one question, then they will say, oh, these are like cryptic shlokas. These are like cryptic mantras. Vedic mantras are very cryptic. Kanchi Paramacharya says Vedic mantras are cryptic. You don't need to know the meaning. Without knowing the meaning itself, it will give effect. The fact is, they don't know. So they themselves don't know. They initiate, they put the sacred thread over the other person telling, okay, wear this. Mamo pata samasta dvidakshe dvara. All those they say and put it, they themselves are ajnanis. It's like andeneva niyamana yatandaha. A blind person leading another blind person. So that is what really happens. But Hanuman is not that way. Is he really not that way? I don't know. You can ask Tejo Mayananda, probably he may give a good answer. So if you ask, like, he'll be very impressed. He'll be really impressed that he'll say, oh, first become like Hanuman, first jump from here, cross over Pacific Ocean and come to India. Then you can attend the Chinmaya mission for Vedanta course. Then you can say, oh, like Swamiji, like I believe in, like somebody who can show me, can you please show me? So like Ramiji will say, oh, I am still impressed now. Then he'll find out something else. He'll say, first find Sita, and then we can find. So that is what is, like, jokes aside, that is what is meant here. That Hanuman is a person, is a Dvija. That means, he's not only a Dvija, he is a Bhakta. Bhakta means, the greatest Bhakta is, as we learned, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyati. Out of the four types of bhaktas, artho jidnyasu artha arti jnani. Jnani is the greatest bhakta. And Hanuman is a jnani. So he has learned this sacred thread, not just the sacred thread, but he is a real wearer of the sacred thread. He has knowledge. So that means he can give us worldly pleasures, he can protect us from bad people, and he can also give us jnana. That means he serves the purpose of, like he is the one place to go for artas, artharti, as well as jnani. So we'll relate everything, cow story, whatever comes, over four bhaktas can start. Somewhere you can relate and then say, oh, there are four bhaktas. Or you can say, like, there is a guru, the greatest guru is Amma. And Amma is in like a rebirth of Krishna. And what does Krishna say? Chaturvidha bhajan prema. Okay, I'm not making it up. So that is what it is said. Tejo Mayananda doesn't see all this. But you can ask him. So that is what he's meant here in this shloka, that about Hanuman's varnana means that he is none other than Brahman, that is what he's meant. So if we worship him, it is like what we know, Vanchisartha Pradayini. It's like Amma's Nama. Whatever you ask, you get it from Hanuman. So the next shloka again gets back to Hanuman's, we can say, lineage, we can say. So, Sankara Suvana Kesari Nandana. Shankara Suvana also is right, but Avadi it is Sankara Suvana Kesari Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajaga Bandana. Bandana or Vandana is also said. So, Hanuman, Sankara Suvana, that means Hanuman is the son of Shiva. And Kesari Nandana is also the son of Kesari. And Teja Pratapa Mahajaga Bandana. So, Jaga means the world. Bandanam means the people of the world are bonded. Bonded by what? Teja Mahapratapa. Mahateja Pratapa. So, Tejam means the Hanuman's glow, and Mahapratapam. Pratapam means like Hanuman's valor, Hanuman's strength, Hanuman's determination to do things. So here it means that we also already saw that Trihu Jagatu, we saw somewhere Tihu Loka Ujagada. We saw that Tihu Loka Ujagada. Hanuman is famous everywhere because he is a Jnani, is a Paramabhakta, he is one with Brahman. So that is the same thing. The world knows him for his Tejas. Tejas means like, where does Hanuman's Tejas come from? Yadaditya gatam tejo jagad bhasayate kilam yachandramasi yachagno tat tejo vidhi mamakam natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Whatever shines, that is shining of the Atman, shining of Brahman, shining of Chit. So that is what is meant here. Hanuman is in that state of Chit. Therefore he has Tejas. Not just Tejas, he also implements things. That means he is active at the Vyavaharika level as well. He does whatever is required. That is what Gita 15th chapter calls as Krita Kritya Bhavam. Krita Kritya Bhavam means he does whatever is required to do. He has done whatever is required to do. That is how he is famous in the world. He is famous in the world as Brahman, in a simple word. So another thing like Tejomaya Ananda explains here is Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana. Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana. Then Pavana Sutana Suta Anjani Putra. So how many fathers and mothers Hanuman have? So there are many, like Tejomaya Ananda explains each one of them. Like, if you want, in short, like Tejomaya Ananda says that like these when Rama, like when Vishnu took the avatar of Rama, all the devatas also came to help Rama. Various devatas came to help Rama in different people. So at that time, since Rama took human birth, most of the devatas took the Vanara, monkey form, to help him. So Vali was the son of Indra. Sugriva was the son of Surya. Similarly, Vayu blessed Anjani and Kesari. So Anjani and Kesari. Anjana yesterday, like Tejomaya Ananda explained. So Anjani and Kesari, they were blessed by Vayu. Vayu gave his power. Therefore Hanuman has the power of Vayu, that means Hanuman is Vayu Putra. And Shiva and Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu are good friends. How can they be good friends? Because Yata Shivamayo Vishnu Evam Vishnumayo Shiva. As Kanda Upanishad says, even as Vishnu is filled with Shiva, Shiva is filled with Vishnu. Even as two Mahatmas, two Jnanis are, know each other as the self, therefore they are friends. At the Vyavaharika level, they are different, but they are friends. So Vishnu and Shiva are friends. So when one person takes a birth, the other person wants to help. friend in need is a friend indeed. So at the spiritual level, not at the vyavaharika level. Tomorrow don't say, oh, I cannot come for like Brahma Sutra discussion because I have to help a friend. You only said, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So don't say all those things. Here it is only, it's like jnanis as friends is fine. We are not jnanis, so let us become jnanis first and then we can think about friends. After we become jnanis, there is no friend. Everybody is a friend, so there is no foe. As long as there is no enemy, there is nothing called friend as well. So at that time also you cannot ask. So what it shows is, there cannot be any friend. You can't argue about it, you can't think about it. So just, I don't care about friends now. I don't want friends, I don't care about friends. All I care about is Hanuman and Hanuman Chalisa. Oh, what about Chit? What about Brahman? Everything is the same. I'm repeating it again and again through various jokes and various ways for us to remember again and again, as so don't think, oh, the same thing is being repeated. Why? Same kind of joke, the same rotten jokes. Same thing again and again, we are bored. That is because that is the way of the scriptures. If you have any doubt, you can ask Paramatma about Avrittir Asakrat Upadeshat. You can go and ask him and we can see what he says. Okay, I don't have a CD for that. So you have to ask him in person. So it's for like emphasis to always remember that everything is one concept. Though these different words we are learning, it all speaks about one principle. Ekam sarve pra bahudha varanti. Rig Veda says, one sat is called, termed variously. We saw the shloka that Aparna beautifully remembered. Vadanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan tishabjati. As Bhagavatam says that, knowers of the reality, term it variously as Brahman Paramatma, Hanuman Amma. Amma herself said in Awakened Children, some people call me Amma, some people call me Sudhamani, my old name. Some people call me Amritanandamayi, others call me by Devi. I don't really care about what they call me. I just see myself in them. That's what I love them. Oh, that is from another place I am creating it. So don't think Amma didn't use those words. So where is this last sentence, where is it coming from? So, they are good friends. So, everything aside, jnanis. Can jnanis be friends? So, we'll first become jnanis and then decide about it. So, they are friends. And therefore, when one takes birth, another person wants to help. So, what happens like when Vishnu took as Lord Rama, Lord Shiva thought, okay, I should help him. So, if I have to help him, then I cannot come in his own family, I cannot come from human birth because Rama will not accept it. Because like they are like real jnanis, they are humble, they will not want another person to help them out. If a sannyasi, if the sannyasi or the swami we read about in Awakened Children, his guru, what does he say about Amma? So they will not want to trouble Amma. Amma will not want to trouble them as well. So Vishnu didn't want to trouble Shiva, so he would say, please don't come. Even though I know that you want to help me, but please don't come. I will feel like a burden in my heart. Can you really feel burden? Yeah, for now they can feel burden. So I'll feel burden, so please don't come. So therefore what did Shiva do? Shiva is also a tricky person. So what Shiva did was, okay, I cannot come, but I can send my power. Hanuman is already there, he is going to be born. So I will give my power to him. So he gave Hanuman power. So therefore Hanuman is called Shankara Subhana. That also comes up here. Another like interesting thing that we can note here is that everybody wants Hanuman as their son. So that means, again it speaks about Tihuloka Ujagara. Why would we want to adopt somebody as a son? Why would we want to call everybody as a son? Why does everybody want to call Amma as my mother? Because Amma has Anandam. because Amma is an embodiment of Brahman. Similarly, Hanuman, we already saw Hanuman is a Parama Bhakta, a Jnani. Therefore, if I get him as a son, the son is a Jnani, then who, what will be the father? Father will be also be a, okay, father will not be a Vijnani, there is no Vijnani. Father will not be Jnani square because he is father. Father also will be Jnani. Jnani's father is Jnani. Oh, yeah. Paramatma's fathers are Jnanis. Don't ask, I don't really know in that case. But the aim of all these people to seek Hanuman as a son is that we want a Jnani. We want to realize the best way is to get a son. So can sons instruct the father? Can sons be gurus for the father? Prahlada has instructed his father, though his father didn't acknowledge it. And Kapila, the Kapila Maharshi, not Sankhya Yoga Kapila, but Kapila Maharshi in Bhagavatam, he instructs his father and his mother. His mother gets enlightened by his instruction. His father falls at his feet and say, I'll take sannyas now, seeing you. After you have been born to me, I don't need anything else. I'll renounce. So, it can happen that way. And the best example is Krishna instructing his father, Vasudeva, and Devaki in jail. The best place to instruct. Go to a club and then instruct Sarvam Brahmamayam. Then you can really know whether somebody is really interested.
When he was born?
Yeah. At that time, like he was born with four hands and all. So Devaki becomes afraid and she says, please let go of this form. Then Krishna says, 2 times previously you have requested that I be born to you. So please, I request you, please, the next time ask for Brahman. Don't ask that you need Brahman as son. Like, I am compassionate, so I gave you 2 chances. This is your last chance. Next time, please don't do it. What Krishna says in Bhagavatam. So that also happens. And like in current day, the best time to know whether a person is apprehending is 1 o'clock at the night, discuss Hanuman Chalisa, then you will know who is sleeping, who is about to sleep, who is apprehending, for whom, like whomever, like it is going above the head or below the head, you will know. So that is the point. Jokes aside, the point here is that like everybody wants to have Hanuman because Hanuman is a real Jnani. Everybody wants Hanuman is what is meant through saying that Sankara, Suvana, this, that, like he has all powers. So all we can say, he has all powers, that means he stands for everything in one. That means he stands for Brahman. Again going to the same principle. So the last 2 shlokas are Vidyavana Guni Guni Atichatura Ramakaja Karibeko Atura. So Vidyavan, Hanuman is Vidyavan. So if somebody like says us, or like somebody comes to us and says Hanuman is a Parama Bhakta, we should say Hanuman and Parama Bhakta. Are you really sure? Because Tulasidas says in Hanuman Chalisa, Vidyavana, means he is Vidyavan, he has Vidya. Vidya means Chaturdasha Vidya, the 14 Vidyas, which is 4 Vedas, 4 Upavedas, and 6 Vedangas, and 4 Upangas, 4 Upangas, 4 Vedas, 4 Upangas, and 6 Vedangas, in total 14, it's called Chaturdasha Vidya. So Vidyavan means he knows that, he not only knows that, but he knows, if he knows Brahman, if he is a Jnani, if he is a Parama Bhakta, he has to be a Jnani. So this Vidya is everything, all Vidyas he knows. So Vidyavana and Guni. Guni means, we already saw that he has a lot of Gunas, he has a lot of virtues. Person who is a Jnani, person who is, has knowledge, automatically virtues will be there. Amma has all the virtues that is required. Like whatever virtues we need in the spiritual path, we just look at Amma and find those virtues. Mukti michasi chetata vishayan vishavatyaja. Chamarjava Dayatosha Satyam Piyushaval Bhaja. This is the first instruction of Ashtavakra to Janaka in Ashtavakra Gita. So he says, renounce sense objects and then get these good virtues, which is Kshama Archava Dayatosham. All those we can find in Brahma. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vyavastitihi Danam Damascha Darpascha Damam. I forgot, like it's the 16th chapter, 16th chapter of Gita. There, like Daiva Asura Sampat, Vibhaga Yoga means the chapter name. Daiva Sampat, Daivi Sampat, and Asuri Sampat. Asuri Sampat means bad qualities which will take us towards Ajnanam. Daivi Sampat is which will lead us to realization. If like 16 or 24, I think my memory doesn't fail me, 24 or 16 qualities are given. Each of that, if we analyze, we can find all those in Amma. Because out of knowledge comes all these virtues. So Hanuman is Vidyavan, therefore he is Guni. And a person who is Vidyavan and Guni, or just Vidyavan, he is, will be Ati Chatura. Chatura means Chaturata. Chaturta means like he is very intelligent, peak intelligence. Vidya itself means intelligence, therefore he is Ati Chatura. And Kumati Nivara Sumati Ke Sangi. So who is the Sumati during Hanuman's period? Sumati is none other than Sri Rama. So Ramakaja. Ramakaja means Rama's orders. Rama, whatever Rama has to do, Rama's work, at Rama's service, karibe. Karibe means to do, ko, karibe ko, in order to do, atura. Atura means like one who is always ready. So that means Hanuman is always ready to do actions for Rama. So this means that Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatura. So Vidya Gunam Chaturtha, intelligence, everything we will get by worshipping Hanuman, because Hanuman has all those. He himself is a Parama Bhakta. So if we become a Bhakta of Hanuman, if we worship Hanuman, then obviously Hanuman will be able to gain all these qualities that are there in Hanuman. And not only that, Hanuman is taking care of Rama's activities, which means Hanuman stands for Rama's activities. The only activity that Rama does is what? What? Is what Amma says. Amma said in Awakened Children. What did she say? We just read about Rama.
He left everything.
No. Okay, we shouldn't read like 11:30 in Awakened Children. We should shift the time to morning or sometime. The thing that Amma was telling was Rama was unaffected. When he renounced everything, he had to sleep on the bed. He was the only person able to sleep because he was unaffected. He was a Sakshi. He was in that state of Brahman, unaffected by everything. Advesta sarva bhutana maitra karuna evacha samakshatru cha mitrecha tatamana apamaniyo. Shatru mitram, everything is one. Everything is seen as one. He is not affected. So Rama's main activity or main action is Sakshi Bhavam. And Hanuman takes care of that, or like Hanuman is following Rama's footsteps, doing Rama's action. That means Hanuman is also Sakshi, which means if we worship Hanuman, we'll also be able to be a Sakshi. So the last Nama for the day is Prabhu Charitra Suniveko Rasiya Rama Lakhana Sitamana Basiya. Rama Lakhana means Rama Lakshmana. So what does, so Rama's actions he does, he like upholding dharma, killing a dharma. What else does he do? Hanuman. Hanuman has a weakness for Rama's stories. So Prabhu Charitra, Rama's stories, Suniveko, to hear Rasiya. He is always interested in listening about Rama. And Rama Lakana, Sita Manabasiya, Mana. In Hanuman's heart resides Rama, Lakshman and Sita. So Rama, Lakshman, Sita means they denote the perfect family or everything in life. So that is there in Hanuman's heart, mind. That means if we gain control or confidence over Hanuman, then we will get Rama, Lakshman, Sita, which means we will get Anandam. And Hanuman is always ready to hear the glories of Rama, hear about Rama. That means the way to please Hanuman is speaking the glory of Rama. How can we speak about the glory of Rama? So wherever we speak about Brahman, automatically Hanuman will be present there. Don't ask like which form. I don't see any monkey faced people. So who is Hanuman? Appreciate it. Who is Hanuman? Don't ask. That's what it says, that wherever we speak about Brahman, Hanuman and his power, his protection is always there. And why don't I really feel it? Again, the same concept, like we are not completely aware, we are not completely implementing it, we are not opening our heart, therefore we cannot feel it. So a person who opens his heart, he'll be able to feel the presence of Hanuman, the protection of Hanuman. Oh, isn't it enough to learn Lalita Sahasranama? You are seeing the same thing there and here. It is enough. But when we learn many works, when we learn different perspectives, our knowledge becomes more. We don't lose anything, but we gain more and more knowledge, more and more our concept becomes strengthened when we see things from different perspectives. And of course, at the Vyavaharika level as well, this is, we are trying to see this from a Vedantic viewpoint, not a normal viewpoint. Normal viewpoint, we can explain that a person will get Pallam and all those things. We are trying to equate, therefore it seems the same as Lalita Sahasranamam. It's not. The Vyavaharika level also, proofs are there. But wherever Prabhu's Charitra, wherever Brahman is being spoken about, Hanuman will be present there. That means Hanuman's power is there. We just need to remember that, okay, even if Amma cannot, Amma is busy, let me not disturb Amma. I'll disturb Amma's devotee, Hanuman. He'll be ready. He'll jump and come if I speak about Amma. So let me sing Amma's glory. But I'll not sing so long, or like I'll not cry out aloud, because then Amma herself will come. I don't want Amma to come. I don't want to trouble Amma. So I'll do a little bit intermediate bhajanam, I'll do. Then Hanuman will come running. It is enough. So this is also a way of telling that we don't really need Ishvara, we just need his bhaktas. His bhaktas are enough, like his bhaktas, like Paramartha and others are bhaktas. So bhaktas are enough, enough for us to get protection at the world. So with this, first eight is over. So we'll just sing once. I'll just sing in total once and then you can sing. It is in Deshada. Jai Hanuman Jnan Guna Sagar, Jai Kapisati Hulok Ujagar, Rama Duta Atulita Baladama, Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama, Mahavira Vikrama Bajarangi, Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi, Kanchana Barana Viraja Suvesa, Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa, Hata Vajra Dvaja Viraje, Kante Munja Janeu Saje, Sankara Suvana Kesari Nandana, Teja Pratapa Maha Jagavandana, Vidyavana Guniyati Chatura, Rama Kaja Karibeko Atura, Prabhu Charitra Suniveko Rasiya, Rama Lakana Sita Manabasiya, Rama Lakshmana Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki, Rama Lakshmana Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki. जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बलदामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन वरण विराज सुवेश कानन कुंडल कुंचित केश हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे पांडे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करी वे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनी वे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया राम लक्ष्मण जानकी जय बोलो हनुमान की राम लक्ष्मण जानकी जय बोलो हनुमान की राम लक्ष्मण जानकी जय बोलो हनुमान की राम लक्ष्मण जानकी।